And welcome back to Out of the Woods. Want to get in touch? Send me some email here to outofthewoodsradio, all one word, at gmail.com. If you're listening live on a Thursday, you can get in touch here, a Thursday night anyway. I know we're actually on the internet on Thursday as a stream out in the UK now on Appscape Radio. But if you are listening in the US on a Thursday, you got me live here. And from the WNECFM.org page. You can get in touch 428-2278, 603-428-2278 is our phone number if you want to get in touch that way. Boy, it's getting more and more confusing as we keep adding stations to Out of the Woods family here, but well, there you go. Anyway, we're going to keep it going right now, our St. Patrick's Day extravaganza. Jack Hardy, yes, he passed away a few years ago now, and I think we just passed that anniversary once again. I always have to play some Jack on my St. Patrick's Day show because Jack was such a big, his influence, Irish influence was amazing. He was an American, but he loved Ireland so much. And he's going to talk to you right now and tell you a little tale that's actually about the song we're going to play for you following from an interview excerpt from many years ago. Here's Jack Hardy on The Tinker's Coin.
You know, the story is a true story that happened to me, you know, the first trip I took to Ireland, and I was waiting for a boat to go. I was taking a boat over to Scotland from Dunleary and had about 4 hours to kill and went into a pub, which is somewhat redundant in Ireland, and there was this drunken tinker in the place, and the bartender was trying to warn me away from him, sort of saying he's crazy, but, you know, I was from New York, so this is, looks like a good way to kill a, and then he kept, you know, putting this old Irish penny in my pint for good luck. And then when you finish that pint, you, you know, fish out the penny and put it in the next one. And, you know, and we were singing songs and solving the problems of the world. And then he had this invisible friend sitting next to him who was part of the conversation. And, you know, the guy, some people might think this guy was crazy. I tend to think now that his invisible friend was indeed sitting there.
But you probably already had that from the nanny that you had years ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, a firm belief that, you know, the she or the leprechauns exists. And it was, and when I left, the tinker said, you know, his friend had taken a liking to me, you know, due to my philosophy and what we discussed, and his friend wanted to travel with me. I said, no problem, doesn't take up any room. And I didn't think about it at all until we're in the Highlands of Scotland, you know, several days later, and there in the bottom of my pint is another Irish penny, same year, 1928, you know, which the tinker had gone on pontificating about how that was the year William Butler Yeats was in the Irish Senate, and, you know, and so I had two of these pennies, you know, and ever since then, you know, we keep an extra chair here for my friend. So.
A story I will tell to you about a cold, damp night like this, when shelter I was seeking, a traveler passing through. The barkeep said to guard my coin, to stay away from this tinker. How about that just brought me near to him? For not had I worth taking. A traveler passing through, well, he bought me a glass of dark and stout to thank me for my company. And he dropped a penny in the glass for the luck that it would bring to me. A traveler passing through. Well, the poor have but their pennies left. The king his Saxon shilling. The king would never part with his. Though I part with mine most willing. A traveler passing through. Well, this coin's been haunted by the sheep. It shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. A traveler passing. And his to me. And we talked of life's brief song to sing, of visions we'd forsaken as travelers passing through. And the barkeep said it's time with scorn. Your man here will be your undoing. They will lock you up as sure as you are born. If they hear the song you're singing, a traveler passing through. Well, they can lock me up as best they can. Songs can never know those chains. The song is sacred as the wind. We are just the harp that's singing. A traveler passing through. Well, this coin's been haunted by the sheep. Shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you. To a traveler passing through. And later in a Highland pub, with friends around me singing, I chanced to glance into my glass at another penny shy day. A traveler passing through this point been haunted by the sheep. It shall bring you joy or bring you grief, depending on the works you do. What once was mine now belongs to you, to a traveler passing through. Thank you.
Gun people, all both young and old, my age it is 23. My parents turned me from their door onto America, off from that fertile tire land where my first breath I drew. They forced me to America, my fortune to pursue. Well, the reason why they transported me, I intend to let you hear. Because I would not break my vow to the girl I love so dear. With a heavy heart, I sailed away and left her on that pier. That girl I love so tenderly, my charming Sally Greer. On board of the Rose of Aberdeen, from Belfast we bore down. With 18 emigrants on board, was to Quebec we were bound. And we were long time on the ocean, but no danger did I fear. For my heart was with the girl I left, that charming Sally Greer. When the seas are all in motion, they keep rolling to and fro. Our vessel struck against a rock, in pieces did she go. Out of 18 emigrants on board, only 14 reached the shore. The other poor souls to the bottom went, they never were seen anymore. Was on the island of St. Paul, for 12 days we did lie. Our bedding was a cold, cold ground, our covering was the sky. And the clothes and money that we had, we lost on board the wreck. Well, we were a sight for to behold, when we landed in Quebec. And now I'm safe in Quebec town, have friends and money there. But still I long for the girl I left, that charming girl so fair. I'm in hopes to be back in Owl Ireland before the end of the year. And then I'll roll all in the arms of my charming Sally Greer.
John Doyle there, along with Karen Casey for you, doing Sally Greer from their CD, The Exiles Return, here on Out of the Woods. Nice stuff. Liz Carroll in there. That's a new one, and it's called On the Offbeat. We heard The Yellow Tinker and The Yellow Pantsuit. We also heard from Jack Hardy in there. Great song, one of his all-time best, The Tinker's Coin, taking that one from the Landmark album. And we heard from Jack himself telling you the tale of how that song came about. And pretty interesting stuff. I hope you were listening closely, because you never know when those little people will be start following you around. They're out there, evidently. Yes, indeed. All right, you're tuned into Out of the Woods, coming at you here from the campus of New England College in Henniker, New Hampshire, the only Henniker on earth. Glad to have you along. Want to get in touch? Outofthewoodsradio, all one word, at gmail.com. You can also give me a phone call if you're listening live on a Thursday evening here at 603-428-2278. All right, folks, we have another quick break to take. We'll be right back after this.